By the way, why are you so quiet today? Everything okay?
I'll talk to you off
the air. Oh!
I don't want it to affect the show.
He pulled the door open out there, coming in, slammed it. I go, oh, easy, buddy. Come on.
Don't want to walk into bad news at 5 a.m., and that's what I walked into today, and I'm not happy about it.
It's not here, is it?
It was here, but it's something that has to do with outside of here, so... It's nothing with you guys at all. It's actually that's why I'm mad at myself, because I called Caitlin to try and have her calm me down, because I was that mad. Like, I'm pretty sure if you
ask, go give him a hug. Help him out a little.
Ask Holly or Miguel, because their office is right near my cubicle, I was screaming into the phone at 5 o'clock, not at her, but just explaining my frustration about something, and she was trying to calm me down, and it was not working. And I'm mad at myself that all of this therapy I've gone through, I can't even shake it off. Like, I was shaking. That's how angry I was.
Oh, man.
It doesn't admit.
Is this child related?
Very much so child related. Very much so related to other certain situations in my life.
All right.
It's aggravating.
I understand.
Why do I have a feeling at home he sits down like in a kitchen chair and Caitlin wraps a rope around him and then just rubs his ears? while he struggles to get away. Yeah. Until he just falls asleep.
It's more just me crying and her going, no, don't cry. It'll be okay.
Oh, man. At one point, you're going to have to cut crying out.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be like, quit your crying, goddammit.
Well, even Ben the other day, because I get emotional, man. I sit down, I talk to my son, and out of nowhere, I just start getting very teary-eyed. And he goes, Daddy, why are you so sad? And they go, I'm not sad. Yeah. I'm crying because I'm happy. Like, he listened to wrestling last night, and there was a single tear in my eye. I was so proud.
There was a time when Amanda and I were dating where I don't even remember if we were fighting or what happened, but perhaps a tear escaped from my eye.
Oh.
She has thrown that in my face for 13 years.
What, are you gonna cry about it?
That's exactly what she said. I'll get all upset. And she's like, okay, I'll do it before you start crying. Still, to this day.
By the way, no kid wants to see their dad cry.
Oh, when he gets older and he's like, oh, now I get it. Now I understand. Like,
when he gets older and Cats in the Cradle comes on, one single tear.
Yeah, but I'll never forget the first time I saw my dad cry was when our
dog. First time.
Cujo. Yeah. Well, now it's become an every time we say goodbye type thing where he has to get on the plane.
Yeah.
I hear his voice like break up a little bit, like where I know it's going to come, and I go, all right, we got to stop hugging because I'll start crying.
Man, what kind of relationship do I have with my father? This is the most emotional. My father, on his way out of the house the other day, like tapped me on the back. I was like, oh, that's a breakthrough.
Nice.
Like, I know my father loves me. I have no, there's no question about it. Yeah. I'm not like, this is my father. I don't have to prove anything to him. There's no question there. But we have a very much a, my father has doubled the amount of times he said, I love you to me in the past 3 years over the lifetime.
Yeah.
Because I said it on the air.
Have you guys always lived in the same area? Because I know you're from New York. Did he move down to here while you were down here?
No, I didn't even talk to him for a bunch of years when I was a kid. But we went from my parents are married. Then he was kind of around a little bit. Then he wasn't around at all. Then kind of like high school, he was around a little. It was very, you know, very typical divorced relationship. I moved here in Florida in 1989, and shortly after that, we became real tight again. That was right after high school, and I mean, it's 2016 now. I mean, we've lived in the same neighborhood for 25 years, and we get along great.
Yes, I think the only reason why my dad tells me, because he never did when I was growing up. He would never say, I love you. It wasn't like he didn't love me. It was
right.
Just he wanted to say it. Until I moved away. And when I moved away in 2010, and like I had lived out of the house, but I was always 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
When I was 8 hours away by car and 3 hours away by plane, that's when I noticed the I love you started. And it's been like that since then.
I think that's because your dad got older and he realized he's going to die one day.
Well,
and
now
he's like, get it all out now.
Stuck at home with my mom. There's no kids there. Just those two.
My parents always told me.
My mother always. It's you know, the complete opposite with my son. To quote Robert Kelly, it's almost gay the way I am with my son. I've kissed my son 1,000 times a day. I say I love you 1,000,000 times a day. It's completely different. But it's uncomfortable with my father. If he just tried to turn around and be like, hey, I just want to tell you I love you, I'd be like, stop. I hate it. Oh, my mother comes by and my mother like rub my arm for a second. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, my mother one day asked me for a hug, and I got mad at her, like, as if she asked me to go mow the lawn. And I go, actually looked at her, and I go, why do you do this to me? I got mad at her. I'm just not that kind of person.
Yeah, my mom likes, I'm not allowed to do the, when you reach around and hug somebody and pat them on the back.
No, you can't do that. That's a friend hug.
Yeah, apparently that's offensive. Yeah. That's just how I hug.
That's not a mother hug.
What am I supposed to pick her up and carry her?
You're supposed to squeeze.
Yeah, squeeze, and then when, because because they're going to squeeze, and then once they squeeze, that's when you squeeze.
By
that's
the way,
how you
it's
know.
Making me physically nauseous to think about doing that to my mother.
Yeah.
Well, I just,
she loves
I am.
You a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I never mind.
No, go ahead, say it.
I hope, what time is it? She's not listening. Okay, 6:15. Yeah. I remember when I first learned about French kissing when I was a kid.
You French kiss your mom?
I did not know that you don't do that.
Oh, no.
So when my mom, I remember sitting in my bunk bed, and it must have been third or fourth grade, and she goes, good night, and I leaned down, and I slipped her some.
Of course you did.
The weirdest part was she did it back. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she goes, that's not how, you're not supposed to do that with me. And I go, I don't, who am I supposed to do it with? And she goes, when you get to the right age, a nice young lady.
How she goes, that's not how you're supposed to do it. This is how you're supposed to do it. And then she took her shirt off.
How are you so sexually confused? Didn't you have any older friends or VHS movies?
No, yeah, he had one older friend that showed him what to do.
We never tongue kissed. No, it's weird because I don't remember. I remember the first time anybody had ever made out, like that I remember seeing,
right,
was when we were doing Spin the Bottle at Jessica White's fourth or fifth grade, her birthday party.
I love Spin the Bottle.
I remember I made out with Katrina Calatrella, who then turned out to be a huge slut and had a whole bunch of kids.
You did it to her.
I remember being the first guy to kiss her. I was like, that's awesome. But before that, I remember having older cousins who used to talk about, man, I'm going to go French with some girls. And I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what? And then they said, yeah, when you kiss somebody, you stick your tongue in their mouth. And I go, oh. Okay.
But
yeah.
It's weird because I had three older brothers. And the first time I...
French them?
No. No, with a girl, the first time I...
Played Cheeto?
Yeah, I just went like that.
There was no motion.
No motion. Yeah. I was just like, yeah.
You
like that?
Corking a dam. Yeah. Plugging it up.
There it is.
There was no leak.
Yeah. There you go. You like that? There it is. You want some more? And then she kind of started moving her hips a little bit. And I went, oh, gotcha. Picking up on the signals.
I remember when I found out what a BJ was.
Uh huh.
And we were talking about it on the school bus the next day.
What a life-changing experience that is.
No, because I didn't have the right information.
Oh, no.
You would go down to a girl's area, and you would go.
Makes sense.
I remember we were all talking about it on the bus, and then you blow on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, what idiots we were. How we were ever able to procreate, I have no idea.
By accident. That's why we procreated, because we didn't know better. I still don't understand ovulation. Like, I don't understand how all of that works. Like, I know that you can have sex unprotected with a girl and not get her pregnant during a certain part of the month, but I have no idea how to
figure
that out.
During most of the month, there's only a couple of days a month where a girl can actually get pregnant, and for some reason, we're able to figure it out.
We have apps for that now.
Yeah, we were trying.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. That's in my whole life. I think I've said this before. There's only been two times in my entire life where I wasn't able to get fully aroused for lovemaking.
Yeah.
And that was one because I was drunk out of my mind on whiskey. And the other one was because...
You just weren't into it?
Whoa, I was into it, but no, I wasn't really. We were trying to have a baby, and we were doing it so much on the clock that it was like a hurry up, let's do this kind of thing. And I went, I'm out. I'm tapped out. I have no energy anymore. It was ridiculous. I remember that. It's just not a fun process. There was one time when we were trying to have Joey, and we had the ovulation clock, and I just couldn't do it anymore. But in order to... in order to get things started, we did other things first. You know what I'm saying? And I was so into that I just kept my mouth shut, and I ended with that instead of the other thing. And my wife was so mad at me. She was so mad. Trying to have a baby. I'm like, well, there's a couple. Anyway, welcome to the show today. No, so everything good now, or you still want to kill people?
I still want to kill people, but not so much now.
Everybody's safe?
Yeah. How come you guys make me feel better? Caitlin, make me giggle, and I'll feel better. Let me talk about French kissing my mom.
I was going to say, bring up French kissing your mom. Yeah. That's the funniest thing ever. This, you know, that'll be a trivia question on the show next year.
Oh, good.
Which member of the show one time deliberately French kissed his mom? Yeah.
Deliberate makes it sound like I was seeking it. I just didn't
you
know.
You did it on purpose.
You did.
That's deliberate.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Carmen, what crazy things have you done with your father?
nothing.
I don't know. That seems weird to me. I have a feeling one day you're going to
What about her mom, though? What about your mom?
No. I bet you did stuff with your mom?
No, I didn't. Don't.
Let me take my pants off for this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, really, the only thing that between me and my dad is we got into a fight one time, and he kind of, you know...
No.
Tossed me around a little bit.
And you liked it?
No, I did not like it. No. But
did you call him daddy while he was doing it?
Very angry. Daddy. No, I got an MIP and he had to drive an hour and a half to get me, so he wasn't very happy.
What's an MIP?
A minor in possession. I was caught drinking.
Were you super angry drunk, Carmen, when he picked you up? I could totally see why he did that.
No, it was literally silent for the whole hour and a half ride home, and then finally we got back to my mom's house and I went to get out of the car and I was like, you love us. Holly more than you love me. And I ran out of the car and he chased me down.
That's not as good of a story as when Holly wanted to have a threesome with you. Tell us that story again.
That's the hot one.
Yeah, that's a better story.
Just do it. Just do it.
Still to this day, she denies it. And then after three times, she's like, okay, but I was really messed up. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling one of your boyfriends went over to your trailer and your mom tried to bang him.
Oh, your mom God. Was like Eminem's mom in 8 Mile.
Totally.
Yep. I did not live in a trailer.
Yep.
Rabbit.
Just
so
you know.
Your mom used to call you Rabbit?
Nope.
And she was dating a guy that had a lawsuit for a car accident. Mm-hmm. The money's coming in.
She did try to bang one of my friends.
Yeah, she did. I knew it.
Like, now we're talking.
Like my best friend in high school, Alan, she used to like, because, you know, she didn't care. She let us drink and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
And one time she came home from the bar and she was like, what's up? And sat a little too close to her.
Really? So what's up with Alan? Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he go for
Mom.
It?
Mom. I don't know. Because
Carmen blocked him probably.
Alan. Yeah. No, listen.
Just friends and
know.
Not doing anything with Alan, but you can't bang my mom.
Listen, he banged my best friend and her sister like within days of each other.
Carmen's a soldier, man. She really is. I don't see Carmen as a C blocker.
No.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, but it's like I have a feeling Alan was the same as Dennis. You can't do anything with me, and you can't do anything with anyone else.
Me and Alan fooled around before. I remember one time I was getting ready for a date, so I was in the shower shaving my legs, and I was so hungry.
Slower. Go ahead.
And I was so hungry, so he stood at the side of the tub, and he was feeding me tacos.
While you were in the bathtub?
Yeah.
None of this surprises me. No. At all. No. At all.
I'd be surprised if you took a bath without tacos.
Wait a second. Oh, forget it. I don't know. This answers so many things about you.
What?
Now I understand why you're so weird.
I'm not weird.
I have a new fantasy, though. You're in the tub. I have tacos. What's up? Hey, so what happened with you and Ralphie's sister? Did you guys hook up on Gasparilla?
No.
Sure? No. I heard different.
No, we got back, and then I was trying to order pizza, and he was like, don't order pizza. And he was making me mad. And I was like, listen, MF-er, I'm getting pizza. You don't have to eat it. I want it. And that was our fight. And then I ate pizza, and I cried, and I went to bed.
That's how Carmen winds down.
Yep.
Why did you cry?
Because
pizza.
It was Saturday, and it was a long day.
Spanish doesn't love me.
I love you.
Basically.
One of those things?
Yeah. It was just like I had my first Bloody Mary at 9:30, and by 10 o'clock, I was just like, okay, I'm ready for bed. You guys quit playing Cards with Humanities. Shut up.
I don't think that's the name
sleep.
Of the game.
No.
What is it?
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards with Humanities.
Yeah.
Here is a Degas.
Yeah.
If I ever hang out with you for a long haul day like that, where we start drinking in the morning, you need to sign a waiver that says at any point I'm allowed to knock you out with one punch.
Listen, at any point, just let me go to bed. That's the problem.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to be put down.
Yeah.
You know? Like a wild animal.
Yeah. No, I mean, not to put to sleep. Put down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I need to just punch you in the temple just to give you a little bit of a head start to sleep. I won't kill you. You might have a little headache the next day, but you'll be in a lot better shape than if you were awake.
You just start a countdown, and if you get to one and she's not in bed, then you're
one shot.
Yeah.
One
five,
shot.
Four. Okay. She just runs like a little kid.
Works with kids, man. That's what I do to bed. If he's not listening, I go 3, 2, and he does whatever I want him to do by one.
Do you hit him?
I've had to smack him on the hand. I don't like spanking him. I don't know.
I've beaten my son more than I want to. Not really, but I've hit him and punch him in the arm and give him like a backhand slap. He shows no fear of me whatsoever. I told him last night, I go, get in your room now. Like the angry narrow face. And he looks at me and he just slow walks out of my room. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you. And he just looks back at me like, and walks away. And I thought, when you're a teenager, we're going to go to jail because we're going to end up fighting. And, like, remember when Brian Killer Bees had to lock his son up in a Brian Blair?
Oh, yeah.
Had to lock his son up in a arm bar and he ended up getting arrested.
Right.
But it was because he didn't want to beat up his son, his drunk son.
Yeah. You made him tough, man. It's not good.
No.
Well, wrestling, the good part about Ben being in wrestling is that it's starting to teach him discipline. It's taken about a month and a half. He's been doing wrestling since November. He's just starting to get into it, and now he fears the coach. Not like where he's scared of him, but he doesn't. Like, these kids really respect this coach, and they don't want to let him down. And he's a big dude. He's scaring me.
Yeah.
So every time he misbehaves, I go, oh, if you're not going to listen to me, I'm just going to tell Coach Mo. And that immediately whips him into shape to the point where he starts listening.
Yeah, because Coach Mo is a man, and he doesn't cry every time he sees his kid.
Yeah, because I've smacked Ben on the hand, and then I go back in his room and go, I'm sorry, I should not have hit you. That was wrong of Daddy. And then now I'm having an intellectual conversation with a six-year-old who really should have just picked up his Legos, and then I would have smacked him in the first place.
My son told the coach, I don't have to listen to you, you're not my father. So there's a little bit of an attitude problem, I think.
I tell Ben that the coach is his father. I'm just
babysitting. Oh, man, I can't wait till you make out with your mother on this show again. It will happen. God. It will happen one day.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source,
3800 Almerton Road,
or online at goldendiamondsource.com.